The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
To Thursday, September the 10th on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Doug and Kenny and Kara are here with your thoughts and comments aimed strictly at us by dialing 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com. And then you can be sure that your words will be attended to. Kenny is in charge of social media. Monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. So the Donald has done it again.
Yeah, he has.
Mr. Trump took a swipe at Carly Fiorina, which in my mind puts him sort of out of my realm of interest. Not just because I think Carly is smarter than Donald Trump, is talking about the same issues, but is working them so that there seems to be a solution. She's not a grandstander. She's not a phony baloney. I have watched, followed, approved of most of what Trump has said, even though in actuality there's not a lot of substance to what he says. There is a lot of focus on things that are important for us to correct. So for that reason, Trump has done a great job of bringing the debate to where most of us want it to be. It is necessary for us to look at most of the items that he's come up with, and most of us agree. However, to say something as foolish as Carly Fiorina, well, I think what he said when he was being interviewed by this fellow at the Rolling Stone, "Would you vote for that?" when her picture came up on a screen, which to me is, of all of the outrageous things that he said so far, this finishes it for me. Now, were he to be somebody who's going to say to me, if he's running and it's him versus Hillary Clinton, who you're going to vote for, I'm guessing I'm going to vote for him. At this point, it's too early and it's silly to ask those questions. However, it is within the perusal of our minds to look at this and say, well, how foolish. How, if you're wanting to win an election, and Carly Fiorina is the only credible woman running in a race that will certainly see Hillary Clinton as the standard bearer, no matter how you work all of the numbers and stuff, she does it at this point. If the election were today, if the primary were today, and by the way, I think we should have national primary day. Everybody votes in the primaries on the same day. Not one state does it this week and another state. Now, that's foolish, because that cuts out a lot of the people, especially those of you who live in California and on the West Coast, where they don't have a primary until June. It's all done by then. So you have no say. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, the business about Trump and Carly Fiorina is one thing. Then there's Ted Cruz. There's a triumvirate of focus, maybe four this week. Cruz, Trump, Bush, and, Fiorina. So maybe, and Huckabee. So maybe five. Of all of the Republican candidates, those are the only five that make any difference anyway, right? Anybody else make any difference? Other than Cruz, good, Doug.
Maybe Ben Carson.
Okay, yep, you're right. Sorry, I meant, you're right about Carson. Yep, so there's six. Carson, Trump, Cruz, Fiorina, Bush, and who's the last one I just left out? Bush, Trump, Cruz, Carly Fiorina, Carson, I know I had one more in there. At any rate.
Was it Huckabee?
Yeah, Huckabee. That's right, too. Okay, thank you. So the rest of them are a waste of time. And have been a waste of time pretty much all along. And Huckabee is more and more becoming, it sounds like, is, I think you said, a used car salesman. Or maybe the both of them do after running down to Arkansas to see if they can do something, or Kentucky, to shore up what the base thinks about this ridiculous situation in Kentucky. And the words are getting angrier there. The rallies are getting angrier. The demonstrations are getting angrier because, believe it or not, not all the residents in this community agree with the clerk's stand. And they don't like the fact that so much attention has been caused to come to their heretofore quiet community. There's a circus. The television trucks are all over the place. They want them to go away, but they're not going to go away as long as Kim Davis keeps up her routine. Is that a positive way of putting it? What else have you got on her, comment-wise, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, Kenny?
Just lots of things on Trump.
Oh, Trump. But Trump hasn't taken a position on the situation in Kentucky with gay marriage, has he? He hasn't said, I don't think he said anything. I haven't seen anything he said. Have you?
No, but lots of comments this morning on his
taking a shot at Carly Fiorina, the insult.
Yeah, look at that face.
Yeah. That's the number one trending story at DougStefan.com, by the way, today. All right, so what are some of the comments?
Well, Rod says Carly will give Donald his comeuppance in the next debate.
Yep, it may be. I think she looks good, that she's going to have that stage. And women do not like this sort of thing. And neither should men who have a conscience. There's nothing fun about this. There's nothing positive. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. Anyway, go ahead.
Joyce says, this is kind of ironic. If he did not have money, Trump would be undateable. The guy really needs to look in the mirror before he comments on Carly's face.
Yeah, what's so good looking about him? That's a good point. Thank you. I might not have said it that way myself, but that's a great comment. In fact, yeah. Take a look in the mirror at your own puss there, Mr. Trump. All right. Who else? What else?
This one I don't quite get. Mary says, Carly has insulted Trump more times than I can count.
How so?
When he says one thing about her, the media goes nuts.
What
I haven't seen her say anything.
I haven't even seen her make any reference to him. She's smart. She's not talking about him at all. She's talking about the issues. I haven't heard her talk about any of the other candidates. Have you?
No.
Anybody heard her? 888-302-3684. What has she said about Donald or Cruz or any of these other people who are running? I don't think she said anything, but I'd be happy to be called out on it. You think I'm wrong? Find the evidence and give us a buzz or send it along to Kenny, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show.
She was on Megyn Kelly's show last night.
Yeah.
And this came up, and she did not want to address it. She said she thought his comments stood by themselves.
Yep, and she's right. She's smart.
She's classy.
Yep. She got a lot of class, and she's very smart, and she has answers to problems. Look, wouldn't it be interesting? Wouldn't it be great? I think it's high time that a woman be president. And Carly Fiorina said she agrees with Hillary Clinton. It's time there is a woman president. And wouldn't it be interesting if it was Carly Fiorina versus Hillary Clinton? Wouldn't that? And why, Doug, are you saying that? Is that because you're a sexist? Because you think it's all about women? I think women do things in the main smarter than men most of the time. I find in business, the women that I've worked with in the radio world for decades and decades have been much better at their task, at their job, than have men been. That's a general statement, but I think it's true. That's my experience. You can have a different experience, express it. My experience in radio is that women are better managers than men. Not in every case. There's a woman named, in fact, probably shouldn't mention her name. I don't want to be on a station that she's running. But she succeeded a fellow that was running KBC when I was there for 3 years in Los Angeles, who was a brilliant guy. And you heard him on this program a couple of days ago talking about some books that he's written 20 years after he retired from running that station, having worked there for 38 years. Anyway, and the radio station was the most successful talk station in the city, and is now the least successful station of any format in the city. He was a good manager. But that is, I'm just bringing something to the surface that is a sort of a generalized statement, but I have found women in my experience as a radio person to be better salespeople, better just about anything. And I've said this before, there ought to be more women in every strata. And so people say, well, does that mean you're a sexist because you focus on women more than men? Yeah, that's pretty specious and silly to look at it that way. It just is. And then you hear me say often, I'm tired of women being singled out because they're women. Why is it that we think, I'm now putting on my other hat, sort of playing devil's advocate with myself. So, Doug, you say that it would be good for a woman to be president, but yet you don't like it when we single out women because they're women. You say that we should be voting for the best person. I'm telling you that I think of the people who are running in the Republican side, she's the smartest and has demonstrated that all along. I'm just happy people are recognizing it for what it is. She's just smarter and better at dealing with the issues. Tell me she's not smarter than Jeb Bush. Tell me she's not smarter than Donald Trump. Tell me she's not smarter than Mike Huckabee. Tell me she's not smarter than Ted Cruz. She may be an equal to Ben Carson. I think he's pretty smart. You know, people are chuckling. I get these comments from time to time, Kenny, about my turnabout with Ben Carson. You know what? I'm guilty of not having paid close attention to a lot of the things. Mostly, and I say this advisedly but honestly, mostly because he seemed to be propped up by Roger Ailes and the guys at Fox, and that's what turned me off to him. Now that he's sort of on his own, without them propping him up, he's got something to say. So people would come back and say, well, does that mean that you're wrong about some of the other people at Fox? And maybe I am. I just don't like to be told how to think. I like to think for myself, thanks. So at any rate, that's what's going on in terms of how we shape this business called politics as of today. At 19 past this hour, this is Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices, like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry?
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, a 24-pack of Crayola crayons is just 50 cents.
Offer valid in-store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We use mobile devices. voices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Us to our focus on what's happened on this date. Memories, what is there about this date, September 10th, is important to you? Think back to September 11th. You know what tomorrow's going to be. It's all about September 11th. But thinking back to that year and that day, what I remember, interestingly enough, about that week even, is that the weather replicated what we've had here in the Northeast in the past week or so. It's gotten pretty hot here in the last two or three days, but it's been beautiful, and looks like it's going to be beautiful again. Temperatures in the 70s and 80s, not much humidity, and that's the way it was this week in 2001. All right, so let's get to the other things that have happened. Let's focus on September the 10th, 1608. The colony of Jamestown, Virginia, elected John Smith to be its president. Smith for president! Hooray! Would you, if you looked up what he was all about, would you vote for him today? That even goes for George Washington, who was our first president of the country. When you look up his background and his story, one wonders if he could be elected to anything today. That's true of most of the early three, four, five early presidents. If they were stacked up against some of the people who are running today, they were far superior in intellect for the most part, but do they have the looks, the charisma, the charm to make it? Are you kidding? John Quincy Adams was a stuffed shirt dud. But he could get across the ideas. And remember, in those days, there was no media that amounted to anything. So these people had to sort of get around, and it was name recognition to a point. Can you imagine, though, running for president in the year 1800? Must have been one heck of a job. Okay, next. Excuse me. It was on this date in 1935 that a new theme was produced for a cartoon. And if I had been on the ball, Kara, I would have had you find the first version of I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Toot, toot. I live in a garbage can. Toot, toot. I eats all my spinach and fights to the finish. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Toot. How'd I do, Kenny? Not bad, huh?
That was beautiful.
Thank you. It was beautiful. Anyway, Popeye was heard for the first time on NBC Radio on this date, 1935. So, here's your question. for the prize. Actually, I'm going to ask two questions. You got 2 minutes to answer these questions. 888-302-3684. First question features a focus on Popeye. Who were the other main characters in the Popeye the Sailor cartoon strip? 888-302. Who were the main characters along with Popeye? There are four others that made it into the final mix. Who were those characters? Name a couple of them for a sample pack of Cedar Side Original Organic Bug Spray. 888-302-3684. The second question comes from something that occurred on this date in 1953 when Clark and Gilbert Swanson sold something that they developed for the first time. Has to do with food. What was it? 888-302-3684. What did Clark and Gilbert Swanson, brothers, create that was sold for the first time on this date in 1953? Sold for 98 cents. And it was food related. Does that make it too easy? What do you
worth
think?
Worth every penny.
Huh? It was, yeah, it was worth every penny. All right, 888-302-3684. And on this day, 1982, Pete Rose played in his 3077th game, number 3077. Turn it around any way you want. All right, so let's see. What do we have here? I've got Steve, who's going to try to take a shot at the first question. Hi, Steve in Indiana. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Good morning, sir. Excellent. That's good. Your show.
Thank you. All right, who are some of the other characters featured with Popeye in the Popeye cartoon strip?
Oligol and Bluto.
Yep.
And I don't remember the guy that ate hamburgers.
Wimpy.
Wimpy.
Wimpy. Remember Wimpy?
Yes, sir.
And Sweet Pea.
Yes, you're right.
That's it. Okay, hold on just a second. We'll send you some Cedar Side. Now I got to figure out if there's somebody. Kara, we got somebody who knows. I know, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Let's see. Where are we here? Who's this? Hello?
This is Jim.
All right. So what's the Clark and Gilbert Swanson family famous for?
That I have no idea.
Oh, come on. Let's see if Ron knows. Ron, what are the Swanson family famous for?
I called in about the Popeye thing. I don't know.
All right.
But what's the name of Clark and Swanson?
Swanson, yeah. I'm going to tell people what the answer is now. The Swanson TV dinner, first served on this date, 1953. 29 past the hour.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Musicians, it's Yamaha Month at Guitar Center. Save up to 15% on select Yamaha guitars, basses, drums, keys, pro audio, and more. Deals like Yamaha HS Series studio monitors. Buy one, get one half off. Save up to $200 on select Yamaha acoustic and electronic drum sets. Up to $500 off Yamaha synths. Or get up to a $50 gift card when you buy select Yamaha acoustic guitars. 50, 100, 200, up to $500 off select Yamaha gear. The best deals go first during Yamaha Month at Guitar Center. Don't miss it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9.
Let's resume our conversation, shall we? Doug Steffen and the Good Day program. Ken Kessler is here. Jennifer off this week. I think she may be around some next week. We will have to find our kinship at that point. Right now, our thoughts and actions are on what's going on today, Thursday, September the 10th. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen with a focus. Did I say focus in the last sentence? How many foci can I have here? There's a very interesting partnership going on. I find there are two pieces to this pie. National Geographic has formed a partnership with Fox. Story at DougSteffen.com. Why is that important, Kenny? National Geographic has its own cable channel. Are they working with Fox on another channel, or is Fox taking over their channel, or is Fox producing the shows that are on National Geographic? It's highly touted, highly rated, highly watched. People like what they learn from National Geographic, right?
Yeah, but this isn't about the channel. This is about the magazine.
Uh-huh.
They were a non-profit for up until now, but they're going to be for-profit now with some help from the folks at Fox.
So how will that change what we see in the National Geographic, the traditional yellow front, the cover of something? For example, I'm betting this month on National Geographic's cover is going to be that new homo person. We have a new homo in our midst. And scientists, by the way, if you haven't heard the story, in South Africa, have discovered what the people who dig around in caves down there had found in a different way. They've been looking at hundreds of different bones, pieced together like 15, 16 different beings, and now the remains of what appears to be a new kind of human being or something that's earlier in our human lineage has been discovered. And I'm getting in my mind a picture. You can see some of these pictures around today of what this early being looked like, found outside of Johannesburg in South Africa. So I'm guessing that would be the cover of the new National Geographic, right? Picture this guy? Because they're all over this. I think they're involved in this up to their ears. Anyway, as a matter of fact, let's, before we go into the National Geographic partnership with Fox, let's listen to Dr. Lee Berger, who is an American paleoanthropologist who's a professor of human evolution at the University in Johannesburg that found this Homo naledi. Refers to the cave where they found the bones. All right, here is this fellow describing the find.
Homo naledi fossils are extraordinary in a wide variety of ways. We know they have the characters of an early member of the genus Homo. By comparing their morphology to other early hominids, we can see that we would place them right at the base of the lineage that leads to us. We've never seen a non-human that shares so many primitive and yet sometimes advanced characters. Tiny brain, curved fingers, but a generally human-like hand, long legs, and a human foot. We are looking at well over a dozen, in fact, probably around 18 different individuals, representing all different age spans, from near fetal age to senile individuals who were at the last stages of their lives.
Pretty amazing, huh? They can find out or figure that much out from bones that they found in a cave that have been there for millennia, hundreds of millennia, as a matter of fact. All right, so you got that focus today. A lot of people are going to be talking about this new being that has been found, not a new being, an old being, but people will watch it. I think that's an interesting story, telling us more about what we need to know about. Hopefully younger people who are curious about where we all have come from will pay attention to this. This is not just for old timers. This is information for the ages. And I think that's a lot of what has marked National Geographic over its 127-year history, Kenny. Certainly, when I look back at some of the... I still haven't. I don't know why I kept them. Some old National Geographics. Didn't everybody get National Geographic when they were kids? I certainly... most of the people that I knew had it, and it was in school, too. Did you have it when you were in school?
I don't remember having it in school, but I know we got it at home.
Yeah. Yeah, and why did you get it at home? It wasn't time. It wasn't life. What was the old expression? Time. Life was for people who couldn't read, and time was for people who couldn't think.
But the National Geographics, they were so pretty.
Yeah.
That nobody ever wanted to throw them away. Everybody I knew who had them had stacks and stacks of them.
Yep.
Bookcases, in the garage, wherever. You always kept them.
So, if you're trying to follow this story, the National Geographic Partnership, which is now 73% owned by 20th Century Fox, they have kicked in $725 million this week for ownership or a large majority stake. The other 27% retained by the National Geographic Society. So Fox must figure there's a lot of money in this. And I'm betting the National Geographic Channel, as focused as it is a very profitable venture. And even now that, you know, they were non-profit, so they use the money to enhance themselves, but somebody has figured out, the fellow who runs, Declan Moore runs the National Geographic, idea here is to have something classy at Fox. I'm not saying that's what they're saying. I'm saying that that's what they're thinking. And yes, of course, there's money to be made. So the National Geographic Society, Alexander Graham Bell started it, I think, 127, 28 years ago. And so it was a nonprofit, but now I don't know how they handle that in a tax way. It would be interesting. That would be an interesting business study, wouldn't it, for a business college. How do you take a nonprofit like this that has 501c3 status, give them $725 million and take them public, basically? How do you do that? How do you convert all of that? That's a side story that not a lot of people will deal with. But the story is at DougStefan.com. And I think that the other side of this, the fascination that we have with where we come from and who we are and what's it all about, Alfie, will go a long way to being not necessarily settled, but at least we'll have some more information about where some people think we came from. I stick to my guns. I think we came from lots of different planets around the universe, although there may have been some, not collision, but maybe a coagulation. You know, it happens when two beings get together and there's an attraction. Nature takes its course. So who's to say that what we are today isn't a combination of a lot of beings that came from other planets, and the coagulation, cooperation, cohabitation with Homo Liberia here, or whatever his name is. What's his name? Let me get that right. Nian something. Well, whatever. Excuse me.
Close enough.
Wait a minute. It's Homo Trumpo. That's what it is. The new species is called Homo Trumpo. Yes. All right. Also happening today, the continuation of the Freddie Gray story from Baltimore. You'll recall the latest conversation last week was a focus on the six who are being tried. They went into court. They all wanted to be tried together. Judge decided they would be tried as individuals, all of those six police officers who the family and the prosecutor say was responsible for the death of Freddie Gray. Now, what happens in this court case now that the city of Baltimore has paid the family $6 million? Yes, this week the city of Baltimore announced it was giving compensation to Freddie Gray's family for what happened at the hands of the police. So how do you come to a verdict? You're on the jury for the Freddie Gray trial. These police officers are on trial, and you know the city has paid the family $6 million for the untimely death of Mr. Gray. So what does that say to you in your mind? Oh, these guys must be guilty, right? We've all concluded that anyway, or most of us have. Some of you haven't. Hide your head in the sand when it comes to these sorts of things. It was pretty obvious somebody did something that was really wrong. Otherwise, why would the city give the family $6 million? So what happens in the court proceedings? It may come out of this. It may be very easy to predict, given the $6 million payment. Here's the story from a reporter.
In every state in the union where there is a civil litigation or the potential for civil litigation and a companion criminal case, the rule of thumb is the criminal case goes first. You do not want to do something in the civil case that would prejudice the fairness of the criminal case, either to help the government or to help the defendants. The government here has made it nearly impossible to prosecute these cops by creating an atmosphere in which they have basically said, by giving away this money many times what this case is worth, we are admitting liability. She can deny they admitted that all she wants, but the message is clear. They are not going to be able to find 12 people that don't know about this or that can put it aside.
All right, so that's one of the lawyers for one of the policemen. The essence is what I said a few minutes ago. So where do you find somebody that's not prejudiced after the awarding of the $6 million, which is part of the civil thing? And he's right. Most of the time you hear, for example, let's go back to the O.J. Simpson case. Remember what happened there? He was tried, not convicted. Bingo. The next day, the family of what was the guy's name? Began with a G. Goldman. Ron Goldman. Wasn't that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Goldman. Yeah.
Yeah. So the father files a suit against O.J. and eventually gets an award of $33 million. O.J. never going to pay it out, but they've gotten some money out of it. But that came after. That was a civil suit finding him guilty of the things the criminal charges could not produce. So, and this, by the way, speaks to what I think, not in the case of the O.J. thing, but a lot of these things where there are damages and there's nobody harmed physically. The money, take the money away from the perpetrators. That's the way I think it ought to be done, frankly. In this case, Freddie Gray is dead. There's going to be a whole fiasco about the trial now that this has been done. And the she he was referring to is the mayor of Baltimore, who's a knucklehead. But So this has all been taken out of context. And basically, she did it, I would read into it, Kenny, she did it for political reasons, because she's on the skids, and isn't she up for re-election?
Well, right. Eventually, sure.
Yeah. All right, so anyway.
More incompetence, I think, than an agenda.
You think? Just that,
yeah.
I mean, everything about this has spelled incompetence anyway from the very beginning. Nobody
yeah.
gives it any thought. They just do it. What is it? Aim, shoot, fire? No. Ready, shoot, aim. Right? That's what it
yeah.
is. Okay.
That's what it's been.
Yep. 14 before the hour, 46 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. This is an amazing product. I'm going to spend a minute talking to you about GenuCell. GenuCell. Made from plant stem cell research. You have bags. You have puffiness. You have lines around your eyes. So GenuCell treats that and does it quickly, efficiently, and well. So now, the next product in this line is called the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment for the next problem you have with your eyes, and that's the dark circles under your eyes when you don't get enough sleep. Or perhaps you're gaunt because you're losing weight, and it just under your, you know, I remember a lady who was a very close friend of mine. Her daughter and I were in high school together, and I remember looking at her and thinking, my God, what happened to that woman's eyes? Because there was such deep darkness underneath. The skin was just dark. And so if there had been platinum dark circle treatment then, I would have gotten it for her and given it to her. Now you can master these problems by calling 800-543-9262. Yep, call right now, 800-543-9262, to get rid of bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes, and to get rid of the dark circles under your eyes as well. 800-543-9262. You'll pay for one product, you'll get two, as they're introducing the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment for the first time. Flawless. You'll look beautiful and flawless. It gets rid of the lines, gets rid of the bag, the puffiness, gets rid of the dark circles. It does, or your money back. 800-543-9262. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? It's a good number for you to call. Mention Doug Steffen, and you get free express shipping. Get this stuff to work fast. GenuCell for the bags, puffiness, and lines around your eyes, and the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment for the dark circles under and around your eyes. 800-543-9262. You'll be very happy you did.
Right now at the Home Depot, save 20% when you buy one or more pallets of in-stock GAF shingles. So, let's raise the roof and lower the cost with bulk pricing on top-of-the-line GAF shingles, including Timberline, America's favorite shingle. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Save 20% on one or more pallets of in-stock GAF shingles at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 30th, U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go.
So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Thought for the day from Pablo Picasso. It takes a long time to become young. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Stephan, Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. Greg Stephan is here picking up the pieces from the information he's found in the last 24 hours about the new Apple announcement. Is it new? Is it Memorex? Is it the same thing over and over again? Retracts, Redux, whatever it is. So Greg, who's the tech editor at Men's Health Magazine, will give us a lowdown or the up-down on the Apple announcement yesterday. Is it a... hold on a second. Oh, wait a minute.
Was that an editorial? Were you editorial?
No, I never did that. I'll get to the bottom of this mess in a moment here on Good Day. Maybe we should get to the bottom of it now.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy.
Too busy.
Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Greg Stebbins, you're with Kenny and me, and you, more importantly, to focus on what the heck happened yesterday with the Apple announcement or announcements. Is it singular or plural, Greg?
Oh, there were many announcements.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Like our stock value went down 5% yesterday. They didn't announce that, did they?
Well, I mean, stock values go up and down.
Right, exactly.
And, you know what? If you bought Apple at 2, that little blip didn't matter so much.
If you bought it at 200, it didn't make much difference.
Also true.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say I didn't do either of those things.
What I want to know is, do these new phones bend? That's the most important thing for me. Do these new
one of the things they talked about was building them in a different way with stronger materials. So in theory, look, when the first phones come out, someone will find something wrong with them and we'll spend a week or a month or the rest of our lives talking about it.
Maybe you will. Not me, pal.
Oh, well, I bet you and I will talk about it at least once.
Probably, yes. Probably do that. Okay, so what is new, what really, after analyzing Apple's announcements yesterday, other than the phones won't bend, what is new about the new iPhone announcement or the announcement of the new iPhone?
Well, I think one of the most interesting things they announced, frankly, is that if you pay them about $32 a month, and this is a deal you have to get at the Apple store, you can't get it at your carrier, but if you pay them $32 a month, you can take part in what's called the iPhone upgrade program, and if you like to get a new phone every year when it comes out from Apple, you pay $32 a month, you keep paying $32 a month, and when there's a new phone, you give them the old phone and get a new phone. So you get a new phone every year.
Okay. So that amounts to, let's see.
Call it $400 a year.
So a new phone costs $800. Right? Is that what
something like? Well, unless you buy one of the Android phones we talked about yesterday, which is start at $179.
But a lot of people don't have $800 to plop down, but they'll give you $32, and then the chase is on. And on the books, you've sold another phone, so that's good for your stock price.
Well, and then you actually take the old phones, and there's a huge market for them as well. So you have to understand it's the difference between leasing and buying.
Yeah, it's leasing a car.
That's exactly right. When you buy a phone, when you're ready to upgrade, you can turn around and sell your phone and take that cash. Yeah, it's a great strategy.
So they have nothing new to sell.
I mean, there's upgrades to the phone as well. I mean, the camera's better.
Is it?
The chip is better. I mean, there was a really great article in USA Today yesterday by a guy named Jefferson Thompson or something like that. But his opening line was perfect. He said, yesterday Apple introduced the best iPhone ever, and that's what they say every time, because who's ever going to announce a phone that's not better than the last one?
But the payment plan is pretty good marketing.
Yeah, it's a really smart move on his part.
Yep, all right, so they're still smart at Apple. Greg Stebbins is still smart. He's here with us on Good Day from Men's Health Magazine.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.